Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Nice, dude. What's up?
Ass. It's 9:17. Let's keep her moving for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Yeah. Pump it. Yeah. Pump it. Hope you don't get murdered today. It's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Stabby, stabby on Friday the 13th. So, long story short, no one knows exactly when Friday the 13th got its start. Some people think it's from the Bible, you know, the number of the people at the Last Supper where Jesus and his boys had some wine and some bread, and then he got crucified. It's terrible, man. Imagine being hungover and then getting crucified. Jesus.
That'd a lot of terrible, things around man. Friday the 13th. Black cats walking underneath ladders.
Knocking
breaking
on
a
wood.
Mirror.
Yeah. I don't really have any scary superstitions. The only what's that Michael Scott quote? I wouldn't say I'm superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
A little stitious.
Yeah, I don't have any like scary ones. You know, it's not
you
like
pour beer into the water when you fish.
That's it. Yeah, I always pour out beer to the fish gods each time I'm out on the water. But otherwise, I mean, do you have any like scary superstition? Like you avoid, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I never wash my underwear. Yeah, I've worn the same pair of underwear since second grade.
That's just being effing gross. That's all that is. That's all that is. But
yeah, some people are really super. Remember the old rabbit's foot? That's not really a thing anymore.
It's so funny you said that, dude. I just bought a rabbit's foot at a flea market. I was at the other day. I did. That's so
just
funny.
Just lopping off rabbit's feet,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Actually, for your pleasure.
I got to pick the rabbit that I took the foot off of too. It was
God, that is terrible.
Yeah, give me the fluffy, cute one right there. I'm cutting his foot right off.
It's the cutest damn animal in the world. It's just lopping its feet off so you can put it on a keychain.
Yep. Now
you think you're gonna have bad luck if you don't.
Now that son of a bitch only hops in circles. It's fantastic.
Oh, damn! Energizer Bunny's going in circles. Keeps going and going and going.
All I can picture is this cute little bunny with like bandages around his foot. He's like, seriously, bro? Really? Right. Come on, man.
But he's really good at duck, duck, goose.
Yeah, this is great. It's great. So, yeah, don't get murdered on Friday the 13th. Wee, 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 wee. Lastly, if you're looking to go to space with Virgin Galactic, you can do it, but it's going to cost you $450,000 for one seat.
$400,000 of that goes towards gas.
Right. That's towards gas. You guys are chipping in for fuel, right? This is going to be pretty expensive.
Really? I didn't know that part.
Blasting into space. Look, I don't know if I'm quite ready yet. Well, first of all, I can afford $450,000 for a flight of these ladies. Come on.
I was going to say.
A clearance aisle from Walmart rocket ship going up, I could probably do that.
Boy.
But, they're planning on getting people up there. Next commercial flight in 2022, if all goes well. Look,
here's one thing I got to throw out there real quick. It's just not some leisure ride. This is not a plane ride to Vegas.
No.
And you get scared with that little bit of turbulence when you're in the air.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? A rocket, you're going into space.
Yeah.
The turbulence in a rocket is ridiculous. It shakes the hell out of you.
You are fighting gravity to the point where you're trying to bust through our atmosphere to where there's no gravity. It takes quite a bit of force, okay? Okay.
You know those bottle rockets you used to play with? It's times that by like a million. You're getting in it.
Might be more than a million. I think probably just a little bit more than the little star shooters that I used to fire off out of a out of a soda can.
Can you put a big whistle on the top of this rocket?
I may have mentioned this before, and I'll just maybe cap it off with this. So the people that can afford a $450,000 ticket into space, they're probably, dicks. Let's just chalk it up to that, okay? They got that kind of FU money where it's like, oh, yeah, I'll spend $450,000 on a rocket ship into outer space. So if leave them, the rocket blows up, are we going to be
not all rich people are dicks. Come on, not all of them, but
good portion
probably the people that would sign up for this.
Literally, the richest guy in the world built a rocket shaped like a penis. I don't know what else you need to see to show that these guys have just egos. I mean, I don't know.
How about this? How about we load that rocket up full of a bunch of flat earthers just so we can show them?
No, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. Okay, let them. That's at least entertainment down here, all right? The fact that
then
we know.
Can leave them. Then you can,
that's true. It's, they're up there, and they're just like, we were wrong! Damn it! And now we can't go back. This is horrible.
Didn't say round trip.
Yeah, you're up there, buddy boy. Anyway, so. All right, what do we got? We got Stabby Stabby on Friday the 13th and rich people going up to space. Because I'm a rocket man. Oh, rocket man. Out of here.
Boom!
Boom. Oh, no, the rich people are dead. All right, that is your morning dump. We'll be back.